The United States has joined more than 100 other countries in signing a global anti-smoking pact, the first international public health treaty negotiated by the World Health Organization. It requires countries to impose sweeping restrictions on the way tobacco products are marketed and sold in hopes of reducing the estimated 5 million annual deaths attributed to smoking. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports on what that treaty could mean.
Health and Human Services Secretary Tommy Thompson's signature comes nearly a year after the Framework Convention on Tobacco Control was approved by the World Health Assembly. The historic agreement gives countries strong tools to combat smoking, including advertising restrictions, large new health warning labels for cigarette packs, and smuggling controls. HHS spokesman Bill Pierce.
Signing on to it is a signal to the rest of the world that we take this issue very seriously.
For much of the negotiation process, the U.S. balked at some of the treaty's provisions, a ban on advertising and sponsorships, for example, leading many in the public health community to question whether the U.S. would sign. Pierce says those earlier legal concerns are no longer an obstacle.
Generally speaking, we are satisfied with this treaty and think that it's something that can be useful not just here in the United States, but more importantly, around the world.
But anti-smoking activists say signing is only a first step and urge the administration to aggressively seek ratification from the U.S. Senate. Pierce says there's no timeline for sending the document to Capitol Hill. Catherine Mulvey, executive director of the corporate watchdog group InFact, is skeptical it will ever get there.
Unfortunately, our government has a history of signing humanitarian treaties, using its power to weaken them, and then never ratify them. So this seems to us to be a stunning public relations maneuver.
Maneuver or not, signing the treaty will help the U.S. look like a good global player, says Georgia State University public health professor Michael Erickson, the former director of the Federal Office on Smoking and Health.
At a time when the U.S. is increasingly seen as acting unilaterally and taking steps that are attributed to the best interests of special interests, this is a step that represents the public good and the public health.
Erickson, who worked on the treaty from its start, says whatever the motivation, having the U.S. on board now is critical.
It's been a very rocky road in the development of the treaty, and the U.S. has more often than not been on the wrong public health side of the issues. So having the U.S. sign it at this juncture is very important, very significant.
So far, 109 countries have signed the document, with 12 of them ratifying it. A total of 40 nations must ratify before the tobacco treaty takes effect. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.